What about your children? What can you tell me about your children? You said you have three, correct?
Yes.
What can you tell me about them and raising them in a, because they were raised partially in a segregated, they were raised in a segregated society, weren't they?
No.
For the most part, no.
By the time they got ready to go to school, that's how the interracial fellowship grew. Now, mind you, they were born in 59, 60, and 62. But by the time they were school age, integration had begun to take place. They lived in Solomon Hill in this segregated neighborhood, but that's all they knew. So by the time they got school age, the schools here in Denton was integrated. When we found out after the law was passed that there'd no longer be segregated schools. Well, the women, the white and black women of Denton got together and we formed what we call the Denton Interracial Fellowship Group of Christian Women, so which was the white women as well as the black women. We came together as a group and began to, that had children that was going to be of the same age and start talking to get to know each other. First, it was just the women, and we would meet and sort of get to know each other better. And then we finally got the husbands. That was the next step. And then a little later on, we brought our children in, and we would meet. Sometimes they would meet in a black home, and sometimes we'd meet in a white home, so that we could better understand each other. So my children grew up in a segregated neighborhood, but they went to an integrated school. They never did go to a complete black school.
They never went to a Fredmore?
No, only Fredmore Nursery. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to the Fredmore School.